welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. I often am asked how I would solve the inflation problem. I do a lot of newscasts about inflation, why the government will likely never solve it, and that I had little hope of the president-elect solving it, no matter who was elected. I held the belief inflation isn't going away anytime soon, and the reason is simple. After about 5 decades of government overspending, inflation is likely baked into the proverbial cake. We could solve it, or at least mitigate the worst of it, but how it could be solved would cause untold misery on many Americans. When a government spends money by borrowing or printing money, both are what we call debt-based spending. And when you spend using debt, you are just pulling forward consumption. The problem is the cost of that consumption must be paid back at some point in the future. When you spend without working, which is what debt spending is, at some point you must work without spending. In other words, you must work for essentially no benefit at that time. In an economy, this equates to reducing government spending without reducing their income. By doing that, you reverse the inflationary process and revert to a deflationary environment, which is where prices drop instead of rise. You cut government costs by eliminating wasteful spending and reducing the size of government. Reducing the size of government, however, means laying off people. All this cutting adds up to a reduction in economic output, an increase in unemployment, and unfortunately pushing some families under the bus of poverty, which is why I mentioned that governments will likely never get a handle on inflation. Unfortunately, it is the only way to extinguish the fires of inflation. I know the calls to tax the rich and collar those greedy corporation profits will fill the households of some of you listeners, but the math of taxation and regulation just won't do the trick. The overspending has been so egregious and gone on for so long, the amounts are just too large. Enter the new administration's DOGE, or Department of Government Efficiency Program. It's actually a committee to be run by Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican out of Georgia. The goal of DOGE is to audit as many governmental departments as possible. The DOGE plan so far is to reduce the number of government employees and address the wasteful and frivolous spending like the proverbial $500 hammer. Ramaswamy proposed reducing government employees by a whopping 75%, an eye-popping percentage to say the least. Other details other than a broad stroke of goals are yet to be seen, but to many, the commission's proposed actions sound ominous, and if implemented, they will be. The challenges are many. There are an untold number of government departments, some with names and goals so ridiculous, you wonder how they ever got the go-ahead in the first place. Firing a million-plus government workers will also have many roadblocks, obviously. Spiking unemployment will be only one of them. One can imagine the public protests as they bring out the axes. Reducing wasteful spending will also take the wind out of some corporate financial sales, and no doubt reducing economic output, and probably by a significant amount. All told, the actions of the DOGE committee could well mean a recession, if not worse. Unpalatable is an understatement, but we have only ourselves and our elected politicians to blame. If we do some quick math, a good portion of everything we see around us, like roads and buildings, projects, and whatever else the government spends its money on, was accomplished by debt-laced spending. Nice while it lasted. Spending by borrowing always is. But if the DOGE committee has its way, the yucky part is next. We must now work without spending. That means, in government terms, out comes the knife for cutting and axe for firing. And for some, that will mean finding a new job, getting some benefits cut, and shuttering some departments and programs many might think are worthwhile and even necessary. But the damage has already been done. The cancer of inflation is ingrained and infecting the body. Unmanaged, the fires of inflation could very well keep burning hot, incinerating family after family and business after business in its path. It's way past time to administer the medicine in order for a brighter tomorrow, and it won't be pleasant. Not at least until we kill the beast of rising prices and return to a healthy, vibrant, and stable economy. But first, we have to get the scalpel out and start cutting. Either that, or let the inflation cancer keep growing, and we all know the end game of doing something like that. That's it for today's Money Matters, and I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this is not meant as investment advice and is my opinion only, and may not reflect the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics in 1979 with honors, and our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.